and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike and he'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and this healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack known as Lick and Lap is the way to go. And you can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it at walmart.com, or you can find it in stores. Don't forget lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, 58% off your first order, so buy a lot because it's well worth it. And if you have acid reflux, you won't feel a thing from this coffee. It is unbelievable. And they have every flavor you can imagine. Also tea and energy drinks. Don't forget Costa Rica. You can join me out there. I hope you do. We're going to Costa Rica October 6th for 9 days. You can join us at 800-581-8942. And then book number is 1299-885. And Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please. Now we looking over our new domicile. If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
So, Mike, bring that up a little bit. If you know what movie this song is from, I'm going to send you out some cat treats, some Lick and Lap or purr sticks of your choice from Vitacraft.
Middle-aged and up people, it's our turn. Time to shine.
So, these are the Siamese cats. What movie is it from Disney?
One of my absolute favorites.
Is it? Uh-huh. 818-818-6401. The movie or this song?
Oh, no, the movie. But this movie had me, as a child, convinced the Siamese cats were evil.
Right?
And then I got one of my own, and he was like the sweetest little cat ever. He was
big talker,
very dog-like. Yeah,
yeah. They like to talk, just like black cats.
Well,
the same way.
Well, because they say most black cats have Siamese in them. Yeah,
that would make sense.
I imagine this is how Shadow would act if I brought Zelda into your house.
So there's your trivia question. If you know what movie that is from, give us a call. 818-818-6401. And cat treats are yours from Vitacraft. You can go with Lick and Lap or purr sticks, the ones that you break apart. So give us a call, 818-818-6401, the Siamese cats. What movie is that from? It's a Disney cartoon, so pick up the phone and give us a call, and you could be a winner. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. But once again, if you're going to the movies, by the way, speaking of movies, your top five movies as of last week were...
what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all tech. Always looking to my seat, loose time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, Noda, I love these things truly. We're going to
So if you're going to the movies, your top five movies as of last week were Captain America. Number one, I'm kind of surprised, but I'm not surprised. Marvel movies and so on and so forth usually do pretty well. I miss Chris Evans as Captain America, but the movie's still pretty good, but it's not great. There's a lot of errors in the movie. So if you don't pay attention to it technically, you probably won't see them. But there's some things, you know, and I kind of like the comedy part of Captain America. He has, like, a lightness to him and levity. This guy doesn't. Not as much. So, but it made $152 million in 2 weeks, so you can't complain. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Number two, The Monkey. I'm dying to see this movie because I love horror films, and this one's supposed to be really, really scary. And it made $20 million in its opening week.
Did you see that one or no?
I did not. They didn't screen it for us. It's definitely not for kids. Even the trailer, when I posted the trailer on Facebook, I put a little note on there. Not for children. The trailers are gory.
Terrifying.
Do we know who's in that? Or
I don't think there's any big names in it.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be like one of the most horrifying movies out there. So I do want to see it, The Monkey. That did pretty good for a horror film. $20 million for the opening week. Not too bad. Paddington in Peru, 2 weeks out, it's made $28 million. And then Dogman, not bad at all, $81 million in 4 weeks. Yeah. So I guess I have never seen Dogman, and I didn't screen the movie either.
It's good.
I don't know what it is.
Interesting.
It's basically like where they do an operation, and it's a man's body with a dog's head.
Them man combined.
Wait, it's a cartoon?
Yeah.
Interesting. There's more than one movie?
I think it's like a
common kids cartoon or something.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
But Dogman. And then number five, I've never heard of this one, Ninja 2. I guess there was a one. This one's number two. And maybe it's worth watching, number two. $16 million it made, which isn't bad for 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, those were your top five movies. I didn't get to screen anything now, but all my movie reviews that I do are at talkinpets.com on the website. Just click on movie reviews, and it'll take you right to them. So check it out, talkinpets.com, and then click on movie reviews. But if you want to listen live, you can listen on there, too. Just hit the listen live button at talkinpets.com. You can do it off the website. You can also do it with Alexa. Just tell her CRN4, tune in, and it'll pick up the show there. And also, you can listen and watch on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, no G in the talkin'. And we would like to hear from you guys. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Jasmine's in the house.
So hello.
We're open to your training and your behavior questions about your pets, and we're going to go out to Carlsbad, California, and Paul. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good, guys. Thank you.
Good
I
to
love
have you
that,
on.
That the music from that Disney cartoon is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what movie was it?
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
No.
It's not.
I thought you had it. We're all in shock here.
I was like, how did you not get that? But it is incorrect, though. So,
oh.
Sorry, Paul. You're on the right...
Close.
Yeah.
Right time time frame.
Kind of. All Dogs Go to Heaven, I think, is a later movie, though.
Yeah, that one came out in the 90s, the late 80s.
But... the booze came out. Sorry, Paul.
Okay.
No worries.
That was, but that's very close.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling, Noah. Thanks for trying. But the Disney movie's still out there, that means. So if somebody else gets it, 818-818-6401, what Disney movie has the Siamese cats in it? Boy, I thought Paul was definitely going to get it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a sure thing. I was like, I wouldn't blank there for a second.
We all looked at each other like, wait, what?
Well, hey, at least he called and tried.
Yeah.
818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Now separate.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Pasadena, California, a cat who was severely burned in the California wildfires has been reunited with her family. According to the Pasadena Humane, the organization instrumental in saving countless pets displaced by the fires, said that the gray cat known as Hope is actually Skinny Minnie, a pet belonging to Mark and Lisa of Altadena. In a social media post, the agency said, "We are overjoyed to share the hope that Hope's family has been found. Hope, whose real name is Skinny Minnie, was a neighborhood cat in Altadena. Mark and Lisa had fallen in love with the outdoor kitty and decided to bring her into their family, working gradually to introduce her to their two indoor cats so she could live inside too. Heartbreakingly, they had been so close to transitioning her to the indoor life when their Eaton fire tore through their neighborhood. When it was time to evacuate as the Eaton fire approached, the couple was able to escape with their two indoor cats, but Skinny Minnie was nowhere to be found. The family's home burned to the ground, but the couple hoped that their missing cat had somehow beaten the odds and survived. Thankfully, she proved herself to be a true survivor, though her condition was dire when she was first taken in. The shelter described her intake condition, writing, "Hope, who was found in the fire areas in Altadena. Her whiskers were singed off and she was burned all over her body. She couldn't walk due to the painful burns on her paw pads. She was scared, all alone, and needed our help. She was rushed to our ICU where our team wasted no time treating her wounds, bandaging her paws, and getting her medications to soothe her pain. She had inhaled a lot of smoke from being in the fire area and desperately needed oxygen. Luckily, we were able to get her supplemental oxygen before it was too late. It's been a long road to recovery, and Skinny Minnie is not quite ready to join her family, but she has company until she is recuperating sufficiently," the animal shelter said. "We look forward to the day when Skinny Minnie is able to finally go home with Mark and Lisa, who will be keeping her strictly indoors with their two other cats. Until then, these two loving cat parents are in the ICU every day visiting her, that sweet little girl. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our family on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick."
Listening to Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
So we were going to do an animal sound, but we're waiting for somebody to get the answer on that Disney cartoon. And if you know what, at the beginning of the hour, we played this song. If you know where these two Siamese cats are from, a certain Disney cartoon, very well known. So this song is from what movie, Disney movie? 818-818-6401. It involves two mean Siamese cats. It's not All Dogs Go to Heaven. Good guess, Paul. 818-818-6401.
If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. 818-818-6401. What Disney movie is this from?
That thing swimming around.
Wherever
and
there
out.
Is baby, there'll be milk nearby.
I did like these cats in this movie.
I did, but I didn't. Like, I was like, they're so mean.
They're evil.
They're so mean to her.
Yes. Definitely evil.
They hurt her feelings.
So what Disney movie is that from? If you know, you got a choice. You can go with coffee from Life Boost Coffee. And with the Life Boost Coffee, you have choices that you can go with that we're giving away on the air. And that is a bag or pod box of main roast coffee. You can go with light, medium, or dark. You can go with mushroom coffee. Or you can go with decaf medium. But don't forget, if you go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, you get 58% off your first order. And this is premium coffee.
This is so good.
And you can go with Good Pets Foods. We have treats, supplements for dogs. From Vitacraft, we have Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks. Or you can go to Collapsible Water Bowl from Talking Pets. A CD on reptiles from Gino Sasani. Or you can go with a dog book, cat book. Or we do have a penguin bracelet. 818-818-6401. So I think, let's see if Vivian in Encinitas, California.
I have faith in her.
Yeah, I got this.
What do you think, Vivian?
I think it's the Lady and the Tramp.
Awesome job!
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Is that like one of your favorites?
Yes, it is. I love when they eat the spaghetti.
Yes.
Weren't the Siamese cats were so mean to Lady?
Oh, I know.
And then she got kicked out of the house and became homeless. Like,
that hurt. Really, that was the moment, right?
But Siamese cats can be a little on the, you know, evil side.
Yeah.
Yes, they can. They can.
Because I know I've got a black cat, which I really do think there is Siamese in them.
You can tell
because
by the,
she has her.
Earlier she was growling at me. We were just friends.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Because you were in her chair.
Well, no, I wanted her to move in the chair. Yeah.
It's so weird, Vivian, because my cat, she has to be in the studio.
Cat.
Every show, she has to be in the studio. She won't leave. But she doesn't want to give up the co-host chair. She wants to sit in it.
And that's the only time that she wants to sit in it is when, because she's like, no, this is my chair.
It's like competing. So, but I love cats. I think cats are amazing. If you live with them, it's amazing what you can learn from them, from any animals, actually.
Yeah.
Better than humans sometimes. Maybe. What do you think, Vivian? Do you want to go? We have coffee. We have the books. We have the cat treats. We have the dog treats.
I'd love the books.
We have dog books or a cat book. Which one would you like me to send back to you?
Either one, huh?
I also have, just so you know, I have Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and I've got the brand new one they sent to me. It's called Laughter's Always the Best Medicine.
That's wonderful. I'd like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got it coming out to you.
Thank you. Everybody
needs to laugh, that's for sure.
Right. Thank you so much.
Of course. Stay on the line, Vivian. We'll get your address, and I'll be shipping it out personally to you, so stay tuned for it. It'll be showing up on your doorstep.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Vivian. Talk to Mike. He'll get your address, and we'll ship it out to you. It's a chicken soup. Laughter's always the best medicine.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing along.
And it was Lady and the Tramp. Thank you. This is Talkin' Pets.
You can stop the tears from falling down.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A computer glitch felt ominous to a federal veterinarian last week. "I was having trouble logging on to work," she recalled. She clenched up, asking herself, "Is this it?" The it was being fired without notice from a job she loves. What turned out to be an innocent login snag was soon fixed, and she remains employed at the United States Department of Agriculture, but her anxiety lingers. She and millions of coworkers in the U.S. government have been navigating a barrage of confusing and sometimes contradictory announcements about their employment status, stemming from executive orders and actions aimed at slashing the size of government. More than 2 million federal workers have been pressured to resign, and thousands had their positions terminated in the first month of President Donald Trump's second administration, according to numerous press reports. Veterinarians comprise a small but important slice of the U.S. government workforce. The National Association of Federal Veterinarians, NAFV, estimates that between 2,900 and 3,200 are part of the federal workforce, excluding the more than 1,000 in the military. Many of the government departments employing veterinarians were already stretched thin before the push for the resignation or layoffs, said Dr. Joseph Anelli, NAFV Executive Vice President. "There is a veterinary shortage within federal service pretty much across the board," he added. "We need more veterinarians, not less." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. Watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears, and I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay.
The Human Animal Bond Research Institute issued a new report, The Role of Companion Animals for Improved Mental Health, on February 12th, that focuses on providing data, insights, and best practices to boost awareness and implementation of policies and programs that elevate the roles of pets for improved mental health. By prioritizing research, fostering partnerships, advancing best practices, and advocating for pet-inclusive policies, we can unlock the full potential of the human-animal bond to improve mental health outcomes for everyone, said Stephen Feldman, president of HABRI. The positive impact for human-animal bond for mental well-being has been cited in numerous research. Building on this foundation, The Habry Spring Policy Forum sought to uncover the practical implications of these findings, examining successful programs, practices, and resources that use the human-animal bond for improved mental health outcomes. The research report provides a synopsis of the expert presentations made by professionals across a wide array of disciplines, including mental health, animal-assisted interventions, veterinary medicine, social work, housing, and public policy. A key finding is that the lack of access to affordable pet-friendly housing poses a significant barrier to pet ownership for many. During the policy forum, the Enforcement Division of Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity at the Department of Housing and Urban Development shared insights on how the agency plays a key role in implementing regulations related to service and assistance animals in public housing, ensuring that individuals with these animals are protected from discrimination. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Bonding. You're not programmed to hug. Bonding. But that's a feature, not a bug. Bonding. Hit it past second base. Bonding. We control Chinese aerospace.
Bonding.
Let's get this catch on the shore.
Bonding.
Extract its uranium core.
Bonding.
Hands at 10 and 2. James
Bonding. Bonding. It was my turn.
You know what this is from? Animaniacs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love the theme song.
Wait, a movie. The movie, not the show.
Yeah, the show. Cartoon.
I don't remember this from that show. I don't remember this song.
Yeah. They had a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of funny ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny show.
818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you got a training question or a behavior question, a comment or a story. We are open to it. I'm bonding with my cat right now. She's on my lap. That would be Shadow, although I have two other rescues that in and out they go.
They don't like to be on your lap, right?
No. Winter, not. She doesn't really. Like, she wants attention, and she'll nip you on the leg if she wants you to play with her. And she's usually always around me, but she's not a big on holding. And Summer definitely is not big on holding. She does not like to be
held.
She's
more independent.
But she'll come up to you and rub on you. But she's a TV watcher. She, whenever I'm on the sofa watching TV,
she comes and watches.
She has to sit next to me and watch TV.
Aww,
it's the funniest thing. But then this one here, my black cat, Shadow, she competes with Summer. For some reason, there's this, if I give Summer attention, then this one will come jump running into the room and jump on the couch on the other side of me.
Uh-huh.
So she gets attention. So
yeah.
Shadow's the diva of the household.
She's a little bit of a bully with Summer.
She can be.
She tries to bully her. And I don't know why, because I think Winter is more passive than Summer is.
Winter definitely is.
Yeah, so Winter is fine, but Summer, she's like, when she has enough, she's like, get out of my face.
Winter,
box a little
Winter
bit.
Winter was around when I had Rainy, which was like one of my best kitties.
Rainy helped raise her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but Rainy was on her way, you know, to pass, and broke my heart when I lost her.
That's the one behind
she's,
you.
Yeah. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can see a print from, I think Becca was the one, Becca's prints or something, that did the artwork behind me of Rainy. But I sometimes think, you know how you think, like, all dogs go to heaven, like, like Pa said. But, like, they come back in another body. I sometimes think Rainy came back in Shadow's body.
Reincarnation.
Yes, because they're very similar in all the attention. Like, Rainy wasn't black cat. She was a gray. She was a tuxedo cat, but she was gray and white.
Maybe that's why Shadow's okay with Winter, but not with Summer. She's like, who are you?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be here.
I mean, it could be, but, I mean, they act very much alike.
Aww.
But this one here, Shadow's very protective of me. If she doesn't know you, like, she did it to one of my friends, literally attacked him.
Well, but he came in the door.
Right. And she had no idea who he was. He just walked in the door.
She was like, intruder!
And he gave me a hug around my neck.
Well, at least you know if an intruder comes in, she's going to go after him.
She's got my back, for sure.
Yeah, I know you've heard of those stories where, like, an intruder came into somebody's house and the Siamese cat, like, attacked
them.
Yeah, that's her.
Well, that was that was the same thing. Do you ever see that video where the little kid was riding his tricycle in the driveway? The dog came. The neighbor's dog came around the side of the car and attacked the little boy on the tricycle. And the cat ran out of the house and attacked the dog.
Yep.
Really?
That would be her.
It was It would definitely be Shadow for sure.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let the games begin.
So if you can answer what creature this is, and I will give you a hint. What creature makes that sound? The hint is, if you lived a million years ago, you might know what it is.
Well, that's a really obvious hint, John.
But you don't know which one is making that sound.
But how do we know that's what it actually sounds like in the first place? It's an estimate.
Well, if you actually watched, like, if you
actually... Who is that?
It's me. If you actually...
They're coming. They're coming, Michael. They're on the way.
Thank God it wasn't anything bad. But if you actually watched, like, Jurassic Park, so you know it's from back then, but it was one of the stars in the movie. So actually, what is it? What creature is that? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win. We have coffee from Life Boost Coffee. And we also have from Cat Treats, VitaCraft. You can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks. We have Good Pets Foods, treat supplements for your dogs. We have Chicken Soup for the Soul books. We also have cat books, dog books, a collapsible water bowl, and a pelican. No, a penguin.
Penguin
bracelet. I don't know if the people would like a pelican bracelet.
I mean pelicans are cool.
You know,
they're both birds.
One of the first times when my sister came down to visit me, I took her down towards the water. So when I first moved to Florida, and she came down, and so we were fishing off this one, like, side of the road thing. And all of a sudden, we stopped and we got into the car and we were sitting on the side of the water there in the car getting ready to leave. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this white stuff came down and covered my entire windshield.
Oh.
And my sister and I were both, like, terrified. We were like, what is that? Is it the end of the world?
It's a pterodactyl.
It was a pelican poop. They poop a lot.
Yeah.
If that hits you, that's good luck, right?
If that hit you, you'd probably be dead.
I got pooed on by a seagull on Mother's Day at the beach.
Oh, my
God. And I had a black bathing suit on. It was awful. Somebody was like, oh, yeah, that's good. No.
You can go wash it off in the water.
That's so gross. Yeah, there's no soap in the water. That's salt. Gross. It's bird poo.
Well, as long as it doesn't get into an open wound. My uncle died from that.
What?
He got bird poop in a cut. And he actually died from that. He got an infection in his bloodstream.
Like wild bird poop?
Yeah. In Atlantic City, he was touching a rail with pigeon poop.
Uh-huh.
And it got into an open wound, and he ended up dying from
it. Yeah, so that sounds like terrible luck. That's awful.
Wash your hands.
You're lucky that your poop that hit your bikini didn't get in anywhere else.
Right.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. And that animal sound is out there. It is an animal. Think Jurassic Park. What is it? 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Check us out. Jasmine's in her black bikini.
Oh, my God. Which, he's trying to get some Facebook views.
That'll do it. 818-818-6401.
Without the bird poo.
Right.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free. The consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkingpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Hey friends, it's John here. Imagine starting your day with a cup of coffee that truly cares for you. Life Boost Coffee isn't just your regular brew. It's crafted to be low acid, gentle on your belly, so you can savor every sip without the worries of heartburn. We all deserve coffee that loves us back. Right now, I've got a special treat for you. Head over to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and grab 58% off your first order. But hurry, this exclusive offer is just for you today. Remember, your first cup of the day should lift you, not bring you down. Join the Life Boost family just like I did and feel the difference. I'm hooked. That's lifeboostcoffee.com/pets for 58% off your first order. Santa Fe, New Mexico, questions and mysteries surround the tragic discovery of actor Gene Hackman, 95 years old, and his wife, Betsy, 64 years old, and one of their three dogs dead in their sprawling Santa Fe mansion. According to sources, the grim discovery was made on last Wednesday. The couple had not been seen for 2 weeks, and they appeared to have been dead for quite a while by the time they were found. Investigators found an open door to the home, a deceased German Shepherd locked in a closet. The body of Hackman was found in a mudroom, and his wife's body was in the bathroom, not far from a spilled bottle of prescription pills on a counter. Two of the couple's other dogs were found alive. Initially, the authorities stated that the deaths were not suspicious, but now there are calls for further investigation. The gas company has responded to the residents, and so far, there are no signs of a leak. An autopsy on Hackman and his wife will be done to determine their cause of death. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
We can't sink with the job, Joe.
I'll tell you what, you want to run this show?
You want to run the show? It's fun to play pretend. Come on!
So that was a clip from one of the movies with Gene Hackman.
Oh.
And he had a distinctive voice. So when you heard that voice, you pretty much knew Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved him as an actor. I thought he was great. And a friend of mine, I tried to get on the show today. Basically, I was hoping that he was going to come on, Richard Pryor Jr., which is Richard Pryor's son.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Pryor Sr., of course, everyone knows as the comedian. He was in movies with Gene Hackman, Superman, with Christopher Reeve and all. So, but Richard Pryor Jr. is not feeling good, so he couldn't make it today. But he knew Gene Hackman because of all the movies that him and his dad did together with Gene Hackman.
Got it.
We're going to go to Carol in San Marcos, California. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So, we're going to find out from Carol, that's you, if you can answer what creature that is.
I am going to go with the star creature, T-Rex.
Congratulations. You are absolutely correct. So, Carol, you get to choose. We're only giving coffee out once, so if you've ever won coffee, we're just giving it one time so everybody has a chance to get coffee. But we do have Life Boost coffee if you have not won it. We also have cat treats from Vitacraft. We have the Lick and Lap and the Purr Sticks. We also have Good Pets Foods treats for dogs. We have Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I've got cat books, dog books. I've got a collapsible water bowl, and I've got a penguin bracelet. What do you think?
I think I'm going to go with the Chicken Soup Laughter book.
You got it coming out to you. I will send it your way, and congratulations. And thanks for knowing that was a T-Rex.
Thanks for playing along.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Carol. Stay on the line. Speak with Mike so I can get your address, and we'll ship it out to you. That was Carol out there in listening out there in the San Diego area on KCBQ. Big shout out to Steve and the gang out there. We're very proud to be part of your family. So we look forward to hearing from more of you guys for a very long time. So don't forget, Talking Pets, same pet time, same pet channel, every weekend on your favorite radio station. So, and that's the one thing about radio, you could take it anywhere you go. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it's there forever. But I do want to say, my heart goes out to the families of Gene Hackman and his wife.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And it was sad about the dog, too. And apparently,
did they have children?
They did.
Aww.
I know Gene Hackman did. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did with her. I'm not quite sure, so I'm not 100% sure on that. But yeah. I know there's kids. I know he has a family there. But very sad situation. But he was 95.
Yeah, it looks like he had three children. That's
Yeah, I think there were three children. Mm-hmm. But she was 64.
Yeah.
So that's bizarre. So I'm not 100% sure. I didn't see any answers yet.
That sounds
personally.
Crazy. I didn't know about the other details because like I thought they found them in
the same
bed.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was in the mudroom and she was in the bathroom, but there was a bottle of, when I heard on the news there was a bottle of spilled pills. Prescription pills. Mm-hmm. I automatically thought I thought maybe she was heartbroken because she found him. But I don't know. I don't know the end story on it yet. Maybe
goodness gracious.
More to come.
Yeah.
More to come.
Hate to speculate, but like that sounds crazy.
Yeah, you never know. I mean,
sad.
When time comes a knocking on your door. And that's the thing that like with people can live up into their 100. Mm-hmm, there's, I think the oldest was 117 or something. Somebody just died not too long, 112, something like that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Right.
My friend Tom's mother is 95. That's, or 96 now, actually. And to live up in your 90s is pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my friend Betty White was 99, and Bob Barker was 99 when they passed. But I don't know if I want to live that long.
I mean, it just depends on my quality of life.
Yeah, how are you feeling? True.
Like, one of my best friends, her dad passed away at, like, 97. And, I mean, he was traveling up until, like, you know, maybe 5 months before. Mm-hmm. He had a good time. He got to really enjoy his retirement, and everything was good until he started, you know.
I think one of my fears is, because Lord knows I've got medical conditions, and, I think one day I'm going to be working here in the afternoon and my head's going to hit the table and that's it.
Oh my gosh, John.
Somebody will find me on the weekend when it's ready to do the show. But I worry about my pets because my pets mean a lot to me on who takes them. And especially...
Well, don't we already...
Especially
there already
my cats.
A plan?
Right, well, there is a plan, but she keeps saying, I'm not taking them. You know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
She's
well,
to be
you
your
already
new
know. I said I'm taking the birds, so you don't have to worry about the birds.
You can have the birds, so that's cool. But, and they live, you know... Leo, my Amazon, is about, I'm saying 50 to 60 already. So Leo's got arthritis already. So,
yeah.
But Zachary is about 26 years old. And he'll live to about 70.
Yeah.
He's an African gray.
We're friends already, so it's fine.
So, but my kitties, I worry about them. Although my one cat today wasn't feeling good this morning. It was like Linda Blair all over my house.
Oh, no.
She had projectile vomiting, and she was doing it while she was running around the house.
Great.
I had a lot of cleaning to do.
Oh, gosh.
But I love my kitties. Hey, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population for myself, John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Don't forget, you can check out Jasmine the Dog Trainer. Put a .com at the end of that. This is Talkin' Pets.
Some trails are happy ones, others are blue.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.